The 10th annual Pilot Mountain Bow Dulcimer Festival kicks off Friday, April 11th, with jam sessions Friday and Saturday nights, and it'll run through Sunday, the 13th. The concert is, as always, open to the public, with performances featuring, among other great folk artists, festival organizer Ken Bloom, a true master of the sometimes mournful, sometimes mysterious, and oftentimes merry-sounding bowed dulcimer.
Today, you have people playing every kind of music you can think of on it. And you get these little verbal pitched battles between people who say, well, it's only a dulcimer if you're playing the traditional stuff that, you know, Gene Ritchie did in 1950 on it. All the way to people who are now playing chromatically fretted ones and playing jazz on it.
Well, I want to get, before we jump into the new and also one of your compositions, I want to get a taste of what they were playing in Appalachia or Surrey County or Watauga County back in the 40s, the 30s and 20s. And one of the tunes off of your CD kind of speaks to that tradition. I'm thinking of Diamond Joe.
Diamond Joe's real standard old-time tune shows up everywhere. It's really fun to play on the bow dulcimer. That first part, and because I live in Surrey County and I play with those kinds of folks, I can't help but play somewhat in that style.
What is it about Surrey County? That neck of the woods is so rich in so many different music styles, from old-timey to folk, bluegrass, you name it. It kind of emanated from that realm. What historically was going on that made that the case?
First of all, they had a radio station there that broadcast old-time music, which was what happened in the 30s and the 40s and the 50s. They'd get local people to come in and play on the radio. Well, it turned out there were some real good players up there that could play on the radio. Tommy Jarrell, Fred Cockerham. And the radio station up there has tapes going back to the 40s of these guys playing. Well, once those people got recorded and the folk revival began, you have all these people coming down from the north to come and learn from these folks. Then you also have Union Grove and the Mount Airy Fiddlers Convention, which brought people from all over the country to come in to learn and listen. And it became a mecca for people wanting to learn about old-time music.
I'm gonna get a sack of flour, make me hoe cakes every hour. Diamond Joe, you better come get me, Diamond Joe. Diamond Joe, come get me, my wife, she'll make me, Diamond Joe. You better come get me, Diamond
Dulcimer performer Ken Bloom. Ken's also an accomplished luthier, introducing several new models and shipping his bowed dulcimer work all over the country as well as overseas. Ken's 10th annual Pilot Mountain Bowed Dulcimer Festival begins Friday, April 11th, with jam sessions Friday and Saturday nights, and it runs through Sunday the 13th. The concert is, as always, open to the public. Tickets available at the door the night of the performance for $10, and you'll find links to more information about the festival at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. For 88.5 WFDD, I'm David Ford.